Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're on live right now, broadcasting from Trout Lake, Washington. And it's going to be an interesting evening. It's already started out pretty interesting. I'm hoping we have our guest. Do we have our guest on? Let me see if Fabian's with us. I don't hear anything, but hopefully we're... Okay. Fabian, are you with us?
Hello?
Hello.
James?
Yes.
Somebody was speaking before.
Okay.
But, I was not hearing very well.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Great.
I guess yesterday it was better. But I can't understand you.
Okay, great. We've had a little trouble starting on time and getting the connection through, so it's great to have you on the show. For the folks that don't know you, I'm not sure if I'm saying your last name right, but is it Fabian Friedrich?
Yeah, my name is Fabian Friedrich. Is James who's speaking?
Friedrich, James. Yes.
James, yeah. Because yesterday it was, the calling was better to understand, you understand me? But even so, I'm hearing you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I don't know. I can't do too much here. I know calling across to Brazil, there's not too much we can do.
Yeah,
so,
I just don't understand because yesterday it was better. You understand me? But you can speak.
Okay, great.
If I don't understand something, it's because I'm not hearing so well as yesterday, okay?
All right.
You can try. Yeah,
well,
we'll try to understand.
We'll do the best we can.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about some of your background here. You can probably fill me in much better, but we're having, I'm looking at the information here. We're having all kinds of problems with our lines here and the internet, probably because the content of what we're working with. But anyway, you're a molecular biologist. I know you've written all kinds of peer review papers and very involved in the scientific community, and you also have a sideline where you were actually filming UFOs coming and going from the moon.
Okay, I'm not hearing you very clearly, okay? But you were speaking something about related to the area that I am working with in relation to molecular biology, yeah?
Yes, that's part of it.
About the... Hello?
Yes.
It is not as good as yesterday, but I am a molecular biologist, okay?
We're trying another line now. Hopefully, this line will be working a little better, giving us a better connection to Brazil. I don't hear anybody on the other line. Fabian, are you with us? Hello, Fabian. One of those chaotic moments that leads to letting go of the past. Well, we'll just talk a little bit until we can get him on. Talk a little bit about who he is. It's Fabian Friedrich, and he's a PhD, a biochemist, and a molecular biologist, and a geneticist as well. And he's got some incredible information to share with tonight. Hoping that we can get him connected in here. Seems when we ever have a major breakthrough, we have a major breakdown. Okay, hopefully we have a connection. Fabian, are you with us? No. All right, we're having some extreme technical difficulties in connecting with Brazil at the moment, and it seems we don't know what's going on. The phone's hanging up on us, and we're connecting, then it's disconnecting, then we can't hear each other. Modern technology at its best. We're going to keep trying here, and hopefully if we're persistent enough, we can get a line to Brazil. We're still waiting for the phone to pick up. But meanwhile, we can talk a little bit about who he is. It's, again, Fabian Friedrich, and he's got a PhD. He's a biochemist, a molecular biologist, geneticist, and he's filmed some just amazing ships coming and going from the moon that are just massive. And he's also been privy to a lot of NASA footage as well. Some of his colleagues have shown him those things that we don't get to see, even though we fund the NASA project, which is a little interesting. But it seems to be an ongoing disinformation. All right, Fabian, are you with us? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us now?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm hearing not very well, and I'm hearing echoes. Do you understand me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. You're very clear here.
I don't hear you very well, but I will try to understand you and to respond to your answers, okay?
Okay. Well, we'll do the best we can. Can you talk just a little bit about some of your research? I know you have a PhD in... and you're a biochemist, a molecular biologist, and a geneticist.
Yeah, I have a PhD and a master degree and a specialization in molecular biology. Yeah, I already work 18 years with molecular biology using molecular genetic techniques to perform the genetic characterization of viruses, bacteria, and other genomes, yeah? I used to try to find mutations, recombinations, and other genome modifications that occur in microorganisms and other organisms. You understand me?
Yes. Now, was this to, in order to find a cure or to eliminate these out, you know, out of the human genetics?
Please, could you repeat? I'm not hearing very well, please.
Well, the main function of your work was it to try to find a way to eliminate some of the harmful genes and make the body more resilient, you might say?
I'm not hearing. It's not that I'm not understanding. I'm not hearing you very well.
Okay.
So the sound is, I don't know how to say.
Yeah.
Would you try to call again the other number once? Try to call the other number once again.
Well, see if Don's the engineer is there. He might be able to try one more time. But for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Somebody called me 20 minutes before he called me, and they, during 10 minutes, they were calling my number, and when I was trying to turn the phone, yeah,
uh-huh.
It began to be bullshit. But
Now, can you hear at all? You can't really hear what I'm saying. Is that correct?
I'm not hearing you very well. It is, sound is not clear.
Yeah. Well,
because I cannot understand well, and then I cannot answer you well.
Well, try one more time. All right, if you're still with us, hopefully we're still on the air. We're still trying to connect and get this connection. It's worth waiting around for. But... Holy smokes, I don't know what that was. But... All right.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me now?
I'm hearing you.
Good.
With a little off... Equals, you understand me?
Yes, it's starting to sound like a commercial
it's
here.
It's not as good as yesterday.
Okay. Well, we'll do the best we can. So, So we talked a little bit about your background. One of the things that I want to get into while we still have some kind of a connection is about some of the footage that you've filmed of just massive UFOs coming and going from the moon.
I'm going then to speak about the UFOs that I filmed moving near the moon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Since I was a child, I always had some interest on UFOs. Do you understand me?
Yes.
But I was never a fanatic. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
I like the subject, but in Brazil they don't speak much about UFOs, yeah? But then when I was 15 years old, I remember that I was on the beach, yeah, with some of my cousins and other friends, and I guess 2 or 3 kilometers. I'm going to begin to speak about this, and then later about the moon, okay?
All right.
And then we saw in the mountains, I guess, 2 or 3 kilometers away, and a red UFO, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And after that, I began to have more interest on UFOs, and I knew that they existed, okay? My colleagues, they also saw the UFO. And we stayed, I guess, 15 minutes observing the object. And later, when I was 20 years old, And also, when I was older, I also saw other UFOs. But I always began to see more UFOs, you understand me?
Yes.
Yeah? And then it always confirmed that they really exist. And other people that were with me, they already saw the UFOs that I was seeing, okay? Then I was not seeing those objects alone, you understand me?
Yeah.
And I remember that in 1990, I went to Rio de Janeiro to study molecular biology, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then I went there to do my master's degree and PhD, and later my PhD. And again, I saw some objects when I was traveling with the bus during the night, and in other occasions, even also on the beach again, yeah? But when I was in Rio de Janeiro, I had a friend in the laboratory, yeah, that also liked to speak about UFOs, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he told me that if he asked me if I would like to participate in some meetings related to UFOs, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then I went there, and more people went there, maybe 20 or 30 or 40 people. We went there to hear some, I guess I can say, lectures, yeah, related to UFOs, okay? And in one of these meetings that I went, I guess it was in 1997, yeah? One of the guys invited by the people that were giving the lectures, he took a film, a small film of some minutes that he got from, I guess, from NASA, yeah?
NASA, yes.
Yeah?
Never a straight answer.
NASA, yeah? And on these films, they had, these films, I guess, were obtained by astronauts or by satellites in orbit, okay?
Uh-huh.
And these films, they showed some objects, some UFOs moving close to the Earth, yeah?
Uh-huh.
In the film you saw part of the Earth, and you saw these films. I guess some years ago I saw this the same film on the Discovery Channel, you understand me?
Yes.
Yeah? But I saw this many years before. I saw it, I guess, 10 years or something, or 8 years, I don't know, or 11 years before I saw it on television, yeah, on the television. And one of these objects, he changed the direction he was moving, yeah? And
uh-huh.
It was very fast. Maybe you know the images. Probably they already appeared. They also appeared in USA because they appeared on the Discovery Channel. But then, when I saw these images, I guess, as I told you, in 97, when I saw this object, the first thing that appeared on my mind was that I thought that I would like to have a camera. I would like to have access to the cameras that were in the satellites, yeah?
Yeah.
Satellites in space, maybe to film the Earth, yeah? Or also to have access to the bus, to the stations that are in space or something like that, to film what is happening, to try to film some UFO in space, yeah?
Uh-huh.
But as I wouldn't have this opportunity, then I began to think, what could I do to try to film UFOs moving in space with my resources? Then I was in the shopping. I went to the shopping because I used to like, I I like to go to the movie when I go to shopping. Yeah? But then after going to a movie, I saw some cameras to sell. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I saw a model that had a zoom that had an optical zoom from 20.
Uh-huh.
And the digital zoom was 200, yeah?
Yeah.
Then when I saw these new cameras 10 years ago, I at the same time something came to my mind. I thought maybe I could try to film the moon from the Earth, yeah? From Earth, yeah?
Yes.
And if the objects are traveling around the Earth, certainly they also are traveling near the moon, yeah? Then I bought, I don't know how to say in English, a tripod. I bought something to put the camera, yeah? To fix the camera, yeah?
Yeah.
And I began to film the moon. And in most of the cases, when you film the moon with the camera, the image is very small, yeah?
Yeah.
Normally, you don't see, you just see the moon, and the moon begin to move, I guess, every 2 or 3 minutes. You need to adjust the position of the camera again. Understand me? You need to adjust the position of the camera to film the moon. But, for example, if you film 30 minutes the moon, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then later, you can go to your television and with your video, and you begin to put these images, the film that you made, yeah? You can begin to put it in slow motion. Do you understand me?
Yes.
When you put in slow motion, then when I began to put in slow motion, I could observe better objects moving near the moon, yeah? Some objects, they move or they travel around the moon very fast, yeah?
Yeah.
I began to see some objects that they passed near the moon. Other ones, they went to the moon and probably they stopped, or they had a base, or they have a base there, yeah? I saw they changing their directions, you understand me?
Yes.
The direction of the movement, yeah? Then you have a proof that that the object is controlled by some intelligence, yeah? That is moving the direction of the movement, and they appear to stop on the moon. Some other ones, they appear to go away from the moon, yeah? To departure from the moon, you understand me?
Yeah, so
other objects. I also saw, filmed some objects, two, three or more, traveling, moving together near the moon. Uh-huh. And then when they were close to the moon, one or two of the objects changed the direction, went to the moon, and the other two ones, for example, or one of them, continue in the direction, yeah?
Uh-huh.
He was going, and the other ones changed the direction. And the principle of the technique is basic that I thought at 10 years ago, if big objects are traveling near, if big UFOs are traveling near the moon, what I thought at that 10 years ago, and what I observed was the following. If when you film the moon in clear night, you understand me? When there are not clouds.
Yeah.
Then if the night is very clean, you can film the moon, okay?
Uh-huh.
And around the moon, you have a small circle, yeah?
Uh-huh.
of beings of rays, because the rays from the sun, yeah?
Yes.
The sun rays, they come from the sun,
uh-huh.
They go to the moon, and around the moon, they reflect on the moon, you understand?
Yes.
And they stay around the moon.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is the following. When normally these UFOs, they are dark, you understand me?
Yes.
They are dark. When they approach the moon, they begin to reflect the rays from the sun, the light rays from the sun, they
yes.
reflect on the moon. And when the UFO gets close to the moon, these rays, sun rays reflected on the moon, they get in contact with the UFO. And the UFO can be seen, you understand me?
Yes, I saw some of your pictures, and it's pretty undeniable.
And then,
there's massive ships right next to the moon coming and going on a regular basis.
You understand me? Then if you put the film, you film something and you put in slow motion, what happens is the following. If you analyze all the frames, what you observe is the following. When the objects, you don't see near the moon, when you begin to observe the object, the UFO, when they are close to the moon, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And when they are going away, you see the object clearly.
Uh-huh.
But when it goes, when it begins to go far away from the moon, yeah? He's more distant from the moon, then it begins to disappear. Then in most of the cases, when they are away from the moon, you don't see them. When they are close to the moon, when they are approaching the moon, you begin to see them. And when they are going away from the moon, you begin not to see them, because the light from the sun that reflects on the moon and then on them, when they are going away, you no longer see them. You understand what
yes.
I tried to tell you? Then that normally they are dark. When they are close to the moon, you see them.
Uh-huh.
But another thing, when they want, even if they are more far away from the moon, if they want, then they can become very bright. Bright, yeah?
Yes, they're self-illuminated.
They can appear. If they, I guess maybe they have some mechanism that they can, even if they are far away and they want to be seen, then they can, I don't know what they do, but then they can become very clear even away from the moon, okay? But
yes.
Normally, you just see them when they are close to the moon. Then you know that they are close to the moon. And if you film the whole moon, okay, in a frame, you know if you have the diameter, yeah, of the moon, you understand me?
Yes.
Yeah, if you have the diameter of the moon, that I guess is, as if I remember, is 3,433 kilometers, yeah? You can use this information to calculate the object, to calculate the size of the objects that are near the moon, okay?
Yes.
And that was the way that I calculated the size, for example, of some of the objects.
Mm-hmm.
In the first book that I published, I analyzed some frames, and in one of the frame, the object was very close to the moon, yeah? When it was very close to the moon, the image was very clear, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then I calculated the length of the object. Probably it was a disc seen by sight, okay? But
yeah.
It was probably a disc, okay? And the size of the object, calculating in relation to the moon, was 400 kilometers.
Wow.
I guess in Brazil you use the kilometer, the meter system, yeah?
Yeah, we use miles
in
here.
In miles it was 240, as you told me, yeah?
Yeah.
250 miles, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And after I filmed that 10 years ago, I went in the next year or the other 2 years, I tried to search on the internet some information related to UFOs in space, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And then when I went to the internet, I saw that in the NOAA, NOAA, yeah?
Yeah.
You see, in USA also, NOAA, yeah?
Uh-huh.
It's from the American government, yeah?
Yeah.
They had put some images from UFOs filmed close to the Earth, you understand me?
Yeah.
In space, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And they calculated the size of the object also in 400 kilometers or 250 miles, you understand
uh-huh.
me? And if you you see that the size of the object, they match, you understand me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? And I also, at the time that I wrote the books, I wrote the address of the pages where I got this information, yeah? Then you,
uh-huh.
you can see that even from an American government agency, yeah? You can obtain some images related to UFOs, related to a big UFO around the that was near the Earth, yeah?
Yeah. And was that SOHO or was that NOAA? Because I know SOHO had...
It was from NOAA.
NOAA.
I don't remember, yeah? From NOAA. Yeah? And I guess the object was also above Chile. Chile, yeah? In occasion, and also above Washington, and it confirms that big UFOs are visiting us, yeah. And
well, hopefully, if they're over Washington, hopefully they're doing Operation Vacuum. You know
what? I didn't understand.
I said if they're over Washington, I hope they're doing Operation Vacuum. You know, and cleaning up the dirt.
And Operation what?
Vacuum. You know, like pick up all the problems we're having. You know, there in Washington.
I didn't. It's not that I'm not understanding what you say.
Well, that's okay. We can.
The call was not very clear. Yeah.
Yeah, we can move on.
Hello, and I stayed many years during the night, I think, processing images. In the total, I filmed the moon during 30 hours. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
But even so, in just 30 hours, I filmed a lot of things. Do you understand me?
Uh-huh.
I guess in a film of 30 minutes of the moon, you can get between 4 and maybe 20 objects moving close to the moon, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And there are objects from 400 kilometers, yeah? I guess until objects maybe with 10 or 20 or 50 kilometers, yeah?
Uh-huh.
In length or diameter. You see objects with different, probably with different shapes, and different sizes, you understand me?
Yes.
But even so, they are very big. I got something important that I want to tell you that I remember. I guess 1 or 2 years after I published my two books, yeah? One in the year 2000 and the other one in 2001, I went to an astronomer here in Brazil, yeah?
Yes.
He works in a city here close to the one that I'm living now and where I was born. It's, I guess, 30 kilometers away. And when I went there to talk to him about the images that I got, yeah? And when I talked to him, he's friend of the better astronomer in Brazil, yeah? Ronaldo Freitas Mourão, yeah?
Uh-huh.
But when I talked to this astronomer and showed him the images, I thought maybe this guy will think that I'm crazy, yeah? But I showed him the images, and he was very friendly with me, yeah? To me, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And when I talked to him, I guess his telescope has an amplification size, yeah? It amplifies the images 2,000 times, I guess, yeah?
Yes.
And then he can obtain better images from the moon. But when I was talking to him about the images I got from the UFOs moving near the moon, and also images, UFOs that I saw when I was younger and was with my friends in other occasions. He told me, I know that you are not crazy. Now let me tell you what I saw on the moon, okay? He didn't tell me if he photographed it or not, but he told me that when he was studying the moon and observing the moon with his telescope, yeah, he saw an object. He was seeing a crater. I don't know exactly now how it's in English. A crater, yeah? How is it in English? A hole from meteors, caused by meteors, you understand me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, crater.
That was 10 kilometers in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Diameter, you understand me?
Yes.
And he told me that he knew exactly the region from the moon he was observing and the diameter of the of this hole, yeah? And he told me that beside this hole, he didn't say an UFO, he said, there was a craft or a starship, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
With the size of 10 kilometers, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It was very big. And he said it was possible to observe this image very well. And he said it was a spaceship. But I didn't ask at that time if he photographed it or not. But then I asked him, why didn't you go ahead, man? You go ahead and say to other people that you observed this object. He told me, if I say that, people will say that I am crazy. Then I observed that he was afraid of telling it, yeah. But the other friend, the other astronomer, that is a friend of him that I told you before, Ronaldo Freitas Moron. I remember when I was younger that I once saw this guy speaking on the television, or I saw it wrote in an article or something like that. He didn't believe that we were being visited by extraterrestrials. You understand me?
Yeah.
But I guess 8 or 7 years ago, I saw somebody sent me, I guess, an email or something like that, and this guy was going to participate in an UFO meeting and went there to speak about UFOs, but saying that they exist, you understand me? I guess something happened with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
That he began to believe in UFOs also, you understand me?
Yes.
Because the other astronomer that I told you before, he told me when I told him about the UFOs on the moon and other things that I had seen, and if I tell to other people, I guess they would think that I was crazy. But he told me, I believe in everything you are telling me. And what happens is the following. They choose some people to speak about, to see them, and to speak about the subject, you understand me?
Yes.
That was what the astronomer told me. Then I saw that this guy believes totally that the UFOs exist, and that he saw one UFO in one occasion, yeah? And during 4 years, when I had the opportunity, as I told you, I filmed the 30 hours, the moon, as I told you. And during, I guess, although 1 year after filming the moon, I stayed tonight, and even 1 year at home, I spent my whole money, I spent from my own money, yeah, because nobody gave me support to that, and I didn't have support, financial support too, but I stayed at home 1 year processing the images, yeah, and I wrote 2 books, and I wrote a third one, I guess, is the better one. With more images, I chose, I guess, the better ones and put on the third book, but I didn't publish it. And I stayed processing the images, yeah? Sometimes I stay until 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. in the morning processing the images, yeah? And I made a big archive with the images in video, although processing the images in the BMP extension, yeah? And also in the AVI format, yeah? To have them on disk. If the cassette is spoiled because of the humidity or the wet in Brazil, you understand me?
Yes.
And I put these images because I wanted, if I had the opportunity in the future, to show better these images, okay? I guess 8 or 9 years ago, I wrote to the Discovery Channel, and I guess at the same day that I sent them an email, or the next day, they sent me an email back. But at that time, I had spent much money, yeah? And many people, and even in my family, and other people, they didn't want me that I speak about the subject, you understand me?
Oh, yeah.
Because my parents, because some people, even scientists in Brazil, if you speak, I spoke sometimes on television channels here in my region, in the south part of Brazil, and in some radio stations, I guess, 10 radio stations. But after some time, I decided not to go ahead because some people wanted to block, or how can I say, to hide this information, understand me? And
yeah.
Then I thought because I was a good scientist in genetics, yeah. But I continue to be. But some people they began to if I continue to speak about it, I guess they would retaliate me at that time. You understand me?
Yes.
And then I stopped studying UFOs, but I know that they exist. But even in my family, some people they try to. They wanted me to speak, to stop about speaking that, yeah. And even in my family, they told me not to speak about it. Then once they always said to me not to speak about it. But once they said, we know that they exist, but if you continue to speak about them, the people will think you are crazy. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
And it will
look bad on your resume, huh?
In your work and other things, it will bother people. I don't know how to say it in English, huh? But I stopped to speak about this. But I have the archives, and I thought maybe someday I will have the opportunity to speak more about it, because in Brazil, they don't want much. They don't want that people speak about UFOs. Understand me?
Uh-huh.
Even on television and in other things, they try to block. They try to block or to.
Well, I think there's a big disclosure that's going to happen in the skies here real fast. So, you know, as much as they try to block this, it's going to
be. Yeah, and some people they even. Oh, I have more than 20 publications. Yeah. Related to molecular biology, yeah? Analysis of genes. And when I began to study it, many people believed me, and I showed them the images, and they saw that the images are real. But to block me, some people told me, it's better you not to speak that
uh-huh.
they exist, because if not, we will tell that you are crazy. I mean, you see how things are. Then they try to discredit you. So, yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty normal, especially here in the United States. I mean, they have the giggle factor, and nobody wants to talk about it. But now it's on every channel you can imagine. Even commercials have UFOs in them. So.
Yeah, now I guess it's changing. I spoke to a friend of mine I guess 6 months ago or 1 year. He told me in 5 years or four years or five. People will begin to give more value to the work that you made in ufology. You understand me?
Yeah.
Because even here in Brazil, I guess his name is Machado, or Mario Rangel, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And also Machado. both the good great or good ufologists from Brazil, yeah, and they wrote me. They when they knew that I had written two books about UFOs, they tried to discover where my parents lived, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was not living here, I was living near to Argentina, yeah, in Brazil, but near to Argentina the last 3 years. But he discovered where they were living, and they gave them two books, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in these two books, they were saying that not just in genetics, but also in ufology, I had made a very good work. Understand me?
Yeah.
Then I was happy because at least somebody that works with ufology and that already had written some books about it gave value to my work. You understand me?
Yeah.
But my parents, they, as I told you before, they said, "We know that they exist. We already saw UFOs."
Yeah.
In many occasions, because my parents, they also saw UFOs. Yeah. But
yeah,
they were very afraid. They had fear. Yeah. To say that they already had seen UFOs in the past, you understand me?
Yeah.
Because they told me when I was 2 or 3 years ago, they told me that, and my grandmother and grandparents, they told me that too. I guess it was in 1938. I was born in 1965, you understand me?
Yeah.
I am 42 years old.
Yeah.
And 3 years after I was born, I remember. And I remember, or 1 year or 2 years after I was born, my mother told me, before, in relation to my mother, we were living in an apartment, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And I guess when I was 2 years old, something like that, my mother told me that when she, it was 5 p.m., yeah?
Uh-huh.
5 a.m. in the morning, yeah? When she went to the window, and when she opened the window, she saw an object. It was between green and white, and green and blue, the colors of the object. You understand me?
Yeah.
And he saw, I don't know, if 1 kilometer away or something like that, but he saw an object. It came in one direction, and then it changed, I guess, something like 90 degrees, yeah? In a right angle, you understand me?
Uh-huh.
He changed the direction and went away. And he saw this object, and my father saw it too, you understand me?
Uh-huh.
And I guess 1 year later, then they, 1 or 2 years later, they moved to a house that they built, you understand me?
Yeah.
And at that time, today, there are many blocks and houses around, okay? But at that time, when they built this house, there was in the area, I guess, just 3 or 4 or 5 houses, you understand me?
Yeah.
And,
you know, we're coming up to the end of the hour, so I'm
okay.
Going to have to let you go and probably try to get you back on the show again soon, because I know there's so much more.
Yeah, I can tell you,
story.
As I remember, I didn't see UFOs just on the moon, okay, as I filmed, but I saw UFOs on other occasions.
Yeah.
But I guess sometimes it was maybe planned by them so that, as I am a scientist, maybe in the future it would give more credit to the UFOs appearing.
Well, if you're seeing them, they've usually chosen that. You know, they've chosen to work through you most of the times. And, you know, it'd be great if you can get those photos and those archives up on some kind of a website or a link, or send them to us, and we can put them on our website.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We can get this out to the world and let everybody see these
yeah,
objects.
Yeah. Some years ago, I had during 1 year, I had constructed a website. Yeah.
Yes.
And but the where it was deposited. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where I had put the site, the guys the.
Yeah, they went out.
Yeah, closed. Okay, but
yeah.
I will give you some pictures so you can put in on your site. Yeah.
Okay, great.
You can you call me or in on other occasion or you send me an email because I'm not hearing you very well. You understand me?
Okay. We'll do that. Yeah, we've got to sign off. We're going past the hour here, but I can't thank you so much for coming on, and we'll get some more information from you later on and hopefully get those pictures up.
Yeah.
And we'll have you back on the show again real soon.
Yeah, yeah, you can call me again, and we will try to see if the...
Yeah, we'll get a better line and hopefully one that works.
If the song is better, yeah?
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on the show. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off, and it's very clear right now we've got massive objects in our own atmosphere flying around above the Earth and on the Moon.
Yeah.
Things
and
miles
just,
long.
Yeah, just something. You can do the same. You can buy a camera, or if you have one, you can film the Moon, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
With a zoom between 30 and 60
yeah.
times, yeah?
Yeah.
And you can begin to film the Moon, and later you put it in slow motion, yeah?
Right.
And you can try to find these objects.
Okay,
I guess people will begin to see a lot of things.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, definitely. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we're signing off, so have a great evening. And thanks for staying up with us.
Bye-bye.
All right, good night.
Good night.